I didn't believe in it, and I actually think that what you've got to do is to realize what you're eating and assess how much there is within it, within the product that you're eating. So when you look at it, most of the products have got an analysis on them, and you can read what's on them, see if you think it's the right thing for you. If it's got lots of sugar in it, you probably say, no, I won't have that. Or if you do, you'll take a limited amount so that you know exactly what to do with it. And I don't believe that you need to go eating special diabetic foods, because you don't. They're a waste of time, and they're a waste of money, and they're a bit of a con trick. And it's much the same with a lot of the dietary foods, which you'll see in the shops saying this is good for you. And the probability is no better than anything else. So you just eat a little less of whatever there is.
Now, let's go back to you coming out of hospital after, you said, 3 or 4 weeks in hospital.
That's right.
How did your family react to what had happened?
Well, they just had to, adjust to the idea that I got to have a more strict regime, you know. I think it was a bit of a shock, you know, but they got used to it, and they realised that I'd got to do this sort of thing and keep to this very limited diet, because at that time it was a limited diet, because unlike today, where you can go out and you can buy whatever you like from wherever you like, there were no supermarkets as there are today. In fact, I can remember, yes, in about 1948, 49, one of the first Tesco stores opened near us. And it was only a small shop, probably like, well, any, if you take two ordinary shops, put them together, that would be as big as it would be. And that was it. And most people in those days